And I do want to emphasize to your listeners, I mean, my physical and mental well-being was very much at stake for these past 5 months. I mean, I wasn't put in a place, you know, with accountants that maybe got caught putting numbers in the wrong row or something.
Yeah, there were no tennis courts, no golf available.
No golf, no tennis courts. You know, lots and lots of drug and alcohol issues, and I met a lot of inmates that I like, and really don't, other than one person, I don't know who it was for sure, but somebody did steal from me my PIN account. But but other than that, I really didn't have any unpleasant encounters, and most of them were very nice. And
but you did witness a suicide inside the jail.
I did. A man of about 45 or so had come in, and we later were told by him that he had bipolar and schizophrenia, and I guess did not have his. You know, one of the things when you get incarcerated, Peter, or at least here in this jail, I mean, if you're on medication, I mean, you can get some medication, but some things like say for example, Xanax, which is considered, I guess, a controlled substance or whatever it's called. You can't get that. I don't know if treatment for schizophrenia or bipolar is available. And, you know, for whatever reason, he climbed up these two. There were four cells, two stacked on top of two. It kind of, as you walk in, it kind of looks like the Hollywood Squares. If you remember the old Peter Marshall game show,
sure.
You know, where they had a tic-tac-toe, except we didn't have a third level to the top and a third low to the side, but it looked like kind of like a tic-tac-toe, and there were 14 bunks in each of the four, but unfortunately there was a place where you could, if you wanted to, could climb up on the very top of the top bunk, or top group of the top cells, and he, I'm told, just got on the edge, climbed up there, got on the edge, turned around, and just jumped off backwards, and landed. And he landed about 12 feet from where I was sitting, and the sound of his head hitting the concrete, I'll never, you know, I'll never forget.
Wow.
And, you know, and I saw fights and near fights, one of the reasons I told Carol, kids, Carol, I don't want to die in here. And I'm sorry for getting emotional, but the last month or so, I was there for whatever reason. We just had a group of people that came in, and there were fights over the phones, and fights, and some were physical, and some, the majority were just anger, but it looked like fights. I mean, it's unbelievably stressful, and you you can just be sitting eating your lunch, is a fight going to break out? Not at me, but just, you know, somebody throwing a punch and it, you know, lands my way.